as I take a sip from my morning coffee. Welcome to day two of Napod Pomo. It is Wednesday the second. Day two, the clue's in the title. The 2nd of November, and at the time of recording, it has just turned 7 o'clock in the morning. It was my full intention to try and do this a little bit earlier, bearing in mind I should have actually been out of the house at 5:30 this morning to go to the gym. Unfortunately, even me getting up earlier didn't translate to any earlier time for recording. So there is a distinct danger that as I record this, we're going to get invaded by the children, because they go to school at 7:30 on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday for Breakfast Club. Anyway, let's get on with it. Thank you very much indeed to the following people who have contacted me over the last couple of days to say they are listening to these shows. Kath, Chris, Lainey and Ruth. If I have missed anybody out, if I have neglected to call someone out on it, then please call me out and let me know so I include you on a future show. Now, today, I was going to talk a bit more about me, but I had a question. Oh, yes, I did. Chris from Canada dropped a comment on the Day Zero show on Audio Boom and asked the following question. What is the most rewarding part of podcasting? Now, that is one heck of a question, because the reasons for podcasting are manyfold. Some people do it because they enjoy it. Some people do it because they have a passion for it. Other people do it because they can make money from it. I will be perfectly honest with you, it's not the last one. I started podcasting, and I kind of covered this yesterday. I started podcasting because I wanted to prove that I could do it, and I knew I could do it. After a while, this became more of a desire to promote independent artists, to basically promote music. But that was the case 7 years ago, and is still the case now, certainly. But to answer the question specifically, what is the most rewarding part of podcasting? That is very akin to asking me, which is my favourite child? So I can't really give you a definitive answer on this. However, I'll mention a couple of things here. The first one, the most rewarding part of podcasting, is the end product. I, along with a number of other fellow podcasters, listen to my own shows. And I'm very much my own worst critic when it comes to things like audio quality, delivery, production style, production quality. And I like to see what kind of a job I did whenever I produce a podcast. I suppose the other thing, one of the things that has very much steered the direction of where my primary podcast has gone, is interaction with listeners. And that's one of the reasons why when we do our live show, sorry, punchline given early. When we do our show, when we record our show, we record it live. And we have a live chat room where people can go in and listen and talk to us by text. They can talk to us whilst we are live on air. And having that live feedback is brilliant, because all of a sudden you have an audience that actually is there. Now, when I'm podcasting, I know I'm talking to people. I know I'm talking to somebody. I know I'm talking to you specifically. But it kind of takes it to that next level when you can talk back to me, whether that be in my ear. And that's something I might consider for a future one of these, actually, is having one of you coming and joining live on this morning recording. That'd be quite something. And it'll be also very much something if it's not one of the usual suspects. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I started recording live, because I kind of craved that instant feedback. And having somebody, I suppose it's also kind of an affirmation that you know people are listening. Now, I know you're listening, obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be hearing me. However, having that feedback from somebody to say, yes, I'm listening, like the four people I mentioned earlier on, having someone responding to your call for action, which was, ask me a question, which Chris from Canada has done, that, I think, is one of the most rewarding things of podcasting for me. Now, I've always maintained that if only one person listens to a podcast that I've recorded, then that's good enough for me. I'm not particularly worried about statistics. I'm not particularly worried about how many people are listening, how many people are engaging. If I know for a fact that there is at least one person listening to the show, I will continue doing it. Because that's what it is for me. Chris, I hope that answers your question. Thank you very much indeed for asking it. Call out, which I'll do every day. If you want to ask me a question about anything, doesn't have to be about podcasting, can be about anything, then you can drop me an email to napodpomo@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment wherever you listen to this, be that on the website, be it on Audio Boom, be it on Facebook, as I found out that Audio Boom is still publishing to Facebook for me on my behalf without asking, which is rather nice. That's how Kath knew I was doing the recordings. One more thing for today's show is just basically to mention a number of other people who are also doing Napod Pomo at this time. So the following people: Chris from Canada, who is the host of Insomnia Radio Canada, a very good Canada-based music podcast. She is also doing the Napod Pomo. She started yesterday. And she's using Audio Boom as the audio platform. So if you go to audioboom.com/Chris from Canada, you'll be able to see her Napod Pomo episodes. Clink. Thank you, Yannick, for contributing. I didn't turn my volume down, did I? That was Yannick saying good morning to everybody on Telegram. The Ruth Arnold, who's a very prolific audio blogger, she also has started a Napod Pomo for this year. And I'm going to take credit for it because she did say that she wasn't sure whether she was going to do it, but then she heard mine and thought she would. So I'm going to have that one. That's going to chalk that one up against my name. She's also on Audio Boom, audioboom.com/TheRuthArnold. Now, I haven't listened to her first episode yet. I'll be doing that when I get in the car in about half an hour's time. So I know it's going to be good, but I haven't listened yet. And finally, Yannick, the French guy from Switzerland who caused my laptop to go pating a minute ago. He's also started a Napod Pomo for this year, and you can find that over at frenchguy.ch. Righty-ho, I think that is pretty much it. And what is really interesting is when I set this up, I set myself a limit of 10 minutes because that's how much time Audio Boom gives me with the account that I've got. So I set myself up exactly the right amount of time so that if I got close to time, this would happen. No hands. As a reminder that I've only got about 50 seconds left. So that worked out really well. So thank you very much indeed to Chris for her question. Thank you for everybody who has contacted me to let me know you're listening. As I said before, if you've got any questions you want to ask me, please drop me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment wherever you heard this show. Once again, the theme music is by Jeff Oster. You can find out more about him at jeffoster.com. And you can follow the full progress of this year's Napod Pomo project over at thelovebug.org/pod, which I facelifted yesterday. So go and have a look at that. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.